This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By the way, we've got such emergency news breaking. I'm going to do a two-hour commercial-free transmission tonight, 7 to 9, with a great crew that's coming in that'll be taking over the feeds at Infowars.com and Newswars.com until tomorrow with the July 3rd transmission. But so we talk about that rapper, Black Lives Matter, not a movement that was given to us by our people, but by George Soros. Rapper Lord Jamar, here it is.
And I'm not no Black Lives Matter supporter.
Like, you're not?
No, absolutely.
Why not?
Because it's not our movement. This is a movement that was given to us by, you know, George Soros and his voice. Because they saw how things were going and they didn't want it to go back to the 60s to where we start having our own organic movements. That was a big problem for them. So let's give the people a movement that we can control. We'll provide them the leaders and all of this type of shit.
And that's the key.
Yeah, that's what Black Lives Matter is. Look at the leaders of Black Lives Matter.
Are there leaders of Lives Matter?
Yeah.
Who?
Look at these lesbian women who are trying to incorporate, you know, LG, whatever the letters are, incorporate those, their concerns into black people's concerns. Go to the website. Look it up.
Total hijacking. And here we are. We only got a few minutes left, and I really appreciate Bishop Larry Gators joining us here. In closing, big picture, humanity has a big choice right now. Things are about to get really crazy.
Africa was not the name of the continent, was not the name of the continent that we call Africa today. So, in
and start over. Your audio wasn't up the first 5 seconds. You said Africa was not. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the name Africa was not the name of the continent. It's not the original name of the continent that we call Africa today. So there was a general by the name of Scipio Africanus who defeated Hannibal in 202 BC during the Second Punic War in Carthage, which is present-day Libya, and changed the name of the continent from Alkubulan, capital A-L-K-E-B-U-L-A.
That's a lot cooler name than Africa. Alkubulan sounds awesome.
It means the Garden of Eden, so they changed it from Alkubulan to Africanus, which is Africa today. So Africa, Black America, stop calling yourself African American, African British, and African Canadian. I'm not going to name myself after the name of a family, the Africanus family, who were practitioners of spirit cooking, child pedophilia, and child sacrifice. But quickly here, before we close out, so then there are millions of dollars being funneled through organizations like CARE, okay, that they are nothing more than an Islamic terrorist organization. So CARE is funneling millions of dollars through ActBlue Foundation, through the ActBlue Civic Initiative, and the ActBlue Charity Fund. And so then, in my conclusion, Black Lives Matter will be destroyed. I have to say it again, Black Lives Matter will be destroyed. And because when we're talking about these Islamic organizations, they are shell companies for not just the New World Order, but also for Black Lives Matter. So all of your listeners, please go to liferadionj.com. /Gators. It's G-A-I-T-E-R-S. LifeRadioNJ.com /GAITERS. And please financially give into Global Spiritual Revolution Radio right now. Go to paypal.me/GSRR Media Group. One more time, paypal.me.
Absolutely. People better start supporting folks that are telling the truth. The truth you're laying out. Bishop Larry Gators is amazing. Everybody should visit your Twitter. They should go visit there. They should support you in word of mouth. Spread what you're doing. We salute you and we thank you. Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News takes over. You're at Bishop Gators. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com and Newswars.com is there as well. Your word of mouth is king, folks. We salute you all. Paul Joseph Watson takes over at T-minus 60 seconds. Amazing guest. Thank you, Bishop. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
On this Thursday, July the 2nd edition, of course, massive revelations earlier today about Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, who didn't kill herself yet. Remains to be seen whether that will happen. We've got some revelations about that coming up later, which weren't in the Netflix documentary. Of course, that got big traction over the past couple of months. Two key factors about Jeffrey Epstein that weren't in the Epstein, the Netflix Epstein documentary, which we're going to get into later. But first, of course, Black Lives Matter continues its rapacious colonization of every cultural institution and corporation in the West. And now, suddenly, especially here in the UK, certain people are starting to realize that, yes, Black Lives Matter is a political movement. They're just beginning to realize that it actually has a larger agenda than fighting for racial justice for black people. And then it's actually about overthrowing capitalism, overthrowing the patriarchy, and imposing a Marxist revolution. Now, if you didn't know that 5 years ago, then you're either a liar or you weren't paying any attention whatsoever. Headline out of Breitbart, which kind of summarizes all this, especially as it's unfolding here in the UK. Farage vindicated as U-turn continues. BBC says no BLM badges after platforming far-left agenda. The BBC has reportedly told its presenters and guests not to wear Black Lives Matter badges, the latest in a series of British institutions rolling back their support for the far-left movement, after claims it was hijacked by political extremists. Now, if you remember back to 2015, 2016, it was definitely hijacked by political extremists back then, because, of course, before the election in the summer of 2016, we had a number of politically targeted assassinations and basically terror attacks, culminating, of course, in the shooting, the killing of 5 police officers in Dallas by an admitted Black Lives Matter supporter, and that was one of his motivations for carrying out the attack. We had numerous assassinations of police officers before that, again, by people who specifically cited Black Lives Matter as part of their motivation. We had people trying to bomb the Ferguson police station on more than one occasion. So to only claim now that you're starting to realize this has been hijacked by political extremists doesn't really cut the mustard. It's been hijacked from the very beginning. So as Britain's leading media producer reportedly said that it will not allow visual symbols of support for BLM on screen. The report came since recent tweets from Black Lives Matter UK branch BLM UK called for the abolition of police, and the group posted far-left anti-Semitic remarks. They criticized the wrong people. They tweeted Free Palestine, and now after that, after the calls to defund the police, people are slowly beginning to back away. Now, the idea that they didn't know any of this weeks ago when cursory research would have turned up those basic facts, if you believe that or not, that remains to be seen. The BBC cannot be seen to support any kind of cause over another. And Black Lives Matter is certainly a campaign, a BBC source told The Telegraph. They added, therefore, we wouldn't want anyone on screen to be wearing visual symbols of support. And it's not just that, by the way. Sky, all these media platforms, radio platforms, they've had, you know, podcasts on Apple, even Apple Music, where you can't even use the app in terms of the radio section of the app. We had this story a couple of weeks ago, without them forcing down this BLM-themed playlist down your throat. They had the same on Sky Television, where they had huge blocks on the TV guide saying Black Lives Matter, pushing this programming on you. So it wasn't just the on-screen support. It was literally the programming that they were forcing down your neck in the weeks after the death of George Floyd, which, of course, was 4,000 miles away. In the entirety of 2019, one person of color was killed by police in the UK. He was the London Bridge terrorist. You can make arguments about police brutality, police killing too many people in the United States. You cannot legitimately make that argument in the UK. So it was absolutely bizarre for them to even support it in the first place, but of course they were steamrolled by the mob. But now that's starting to get rolled back. The article continues, such narratives elevated by the BBC was that the British countryside is seen as a white environment by minorities. Yes, they literally put out a tweet on Sunday night saying basically the countryside is racist. The broadcaster also was also accused of bias when it described BLM riots in London that resulted in the injuries of 27 police officers as largely peaceful. So again, not just that their presenters have been wearing BLM badges on air, it's the content of their programming, the operative word being programming. And in fact, there's been some dissent on Sky Sports, which is the big sports channel on the Sky Network, the competitor to the BBC, where their hosts on their programs were forced to wear BLM badges, and then several of them got up on Twitter afterwards and said they didn't want to wear these badges but were made to do so anyway. So apparently those badges are coming off as well. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage criticised the BBC as well as other broadcasters, including Sky News, for portraying Britain as a cesspit of bigots and racists, and in its reporting of the death of Miss Floyd, also inferring that Britain is a hotbed of racism. Such a hotbed of racism, we allow in 300,000 migrants every single year because we're so racist. He said these broadcasters have been utterly dishonest. Instead of examining what Black Lives Matter truly wants, including its aim to defund the police, the mainstream media has presented its coverage as though Britain is a seething cesspit of racists and bigots. And again, Black Lives Matter was founded by people who were inspired, their ideological guru, and they say it on their own website, or at least they did when it was founded in 2015, a woman called Assata Shakur, who is literally a wanted FBI top 10 most wanted domestic terrorist who is in exile in Cuba for killing police officers in politically targeted assassinations. In this article, they also point out that one of the current advisors to Black Lives Matter, who mentored Kalor, who was one of the founders, was Eric Mann, a communist-supporting former domestic terrorist who worked with Bill Ayers, the former head of the radical militant left-wing Weather Underground, who, of course, attempted to bomb and, in some cases, killed police officers back in the 70s. But their inspirational guru is literally a convicted cop-killing terrorist. One of their current mentors of one of their founders is a communist-supporting former domestic terrorist. Oh, but it was never political. Oh, my God, it's political. How could we have known? But the only reason you wouldn't know that would be the infinite amount of ignorance and not even being able to dig into basic facts available on their own website. Of course, Farage himself was shamed when he appeared on Good Morning Britain, which is one of the biggest TV shows over here, and making all these points. He said the slogan Black Lives Matter and the wanting to end injustice and equality is a laudable aim, but the organization Black Lives Matter is a far-left Marxist organization whose chief aim is to defund and close down police forces so that we would live under anarchy. So Farage said that on June 9th. The next week, his LBC radio show was cancelled and he was off the air. But now the BBC, Sky News, are starting to say the same thing. And in fact, here's another headline out of BBC News. Black Lives Matter, Sir Keir Starmer regrets calling movement a moment. Of course, Keir Starmer is the leader of the opposition Labour Party in the UK. He came out with a speech basically saying, not as explicitly, but he's making the same point, as Nigel Farage last week in saying that this is a political movement geared around a set of wider extremist aims, primary amongst them defunding the police, and that it's not about primarily racial injustice. That's just the vehicle. Now, he came up and gave a speech to camera, somewhat disavowing the movement in a similar way to how Nigel Farage did. Of course, he faced no such vociferous criticism. He wasn't cancelled or attempted to be cancelled like Farage, because he had previously taken a knee for Black Lives Matter. Well, now he's apologizing again. He said he regrets calling Black Lives Matter protest a moment after being criticized for dismissing the campaign's importance. So he took a knee and took a selfie of himself taking a knee. Then when he realized, oh, they want to defund the police and they're criticizing Israel, he said, well, maybe we need to back away from it. And now he's saying, sorry, my choice of words was wrong. So he's now apologized and apologized and apologized again. An absolutely pathetic display. We'll be back on the other side to get into this and more on the latest Epstein Revelation Summit.news. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
So big broadcasters in the UK are starting to do a U-turn on Black Lives Matter, having suddenly discovered out of the blue that, yes, it's a political movement. Who knew? Now we have UK soldiers banned from taking the knee in uniform after soft cops bowed to far-left BLM. Of course, we had the pathetic sight over the past few weeks, not just in the United States, but in the United Kingdom, of police officers taking a knee in front of, in some cases, violent, rioting, left-wing extremists, because, as we found out later on, they've been told to do so by their superiors to de-escalate the situation. This, of course, occurred weeks after some of the same police in those same local areas were arresting people, surveilling people, publicly shaming people for daring to walk their dogs in the remote countryside because they were violating coronavirus lockdown laws. Well, now a positive development. British soldiers have been banned from taking the knee in solidarity with the far-left Black Lives Matter movement when they're in uniform, as they are bound to remain politically neutral, which, of course, should be the same case for the police. But apparently it isn't. Military leaders reportedly told soldiers the naval base MHS Sultan in Gosport, Hampshire, that they were forbidden from making the gesture. A defence source told the Daily Mail when they're in uniform, they're not allowed to take part in any political activity. With taking the knee, it is becoming a political movement. It's not becoming, it's been one since its inception, as I documented in the previous segment. When you're in uniform, there are long-standing rules for how you should behave. They had to come out and say they were against racism, as if anyone would come out and say, oh no, we actually love racism. So they had to qualify it with that backpedal, but at least the British troops will not be taking a knee for BLM anytime soon. Let's hope we don't need them in the streets at any point in the near future. Now, another story that's brewing over in America, Michigan. This is out of Fox 2 Detroit. Videos show argument, woman pulling gun on mom and daughter in Lake Orion. Now, we can't play the audio to this video because the crew would probably take them about 5 hours to bleep out all the cuss words, but it's embedded in this article if you want to roll the video on its own. Basically, a white woman, a white couple, a middle-aged white couple, apparently, and this is not caught on video, the white woman bumps into a black woman or her daughter, her 15-year-old daughter, when they're trying to enter a restaurant. And suddenly, of course, that becomes a vicious, racist attack. The black woman and her daughter start accusing this woman here on camera that you see right now of racism. They tried to escalate it immediately, despite the fact that the confrontation from what was on the video obviously had nothing whatsoever to do with racism. This white woman ends up pulling a gun because the black woman, as she's trying to leave, she's trying to de-escalate, get in the car and leave the confrontation. The black woman jumps behind the vehicle and basically, again, looks like she's trying to get run over or at least bumped into by the car so she can then escalate the situation. And all along, they're screaming, racist, racist, you're a racist again, to try and portray this terrified woman who ends up pulling a gun as the horrible bully, despite the fact that from all the evidence in the video, it looks like she's the one being bullied, she's the one being victimized, targeted as a racist, when there's no evidence whatsoever of racism. And again, that's because many people in the United States have been radicalized, have been hopped up by this media hysteria that there are racists everywhere, that black people, as LeBron James said, are being hunted on the streets. And they immediately tried to racialize this encounter, immediately tried to escalate it to the point where this woman is forced to pull a gun on them. Now, whether you think that was an overreaction, a lot of people obviously think it was. And they're calling her Karen now, which, of course, is the new acceptable slur for middle-aged white woman. But, of course, the Karen of color, as they're calling the protagonist, is probably a more accurate description because she was the one who immediately started bitching and complaining because apparently this woman slightly bumped into her daughter when they were trying to enter a restaurant. And it immediately became about racism. The article says, in videos posted to Twitter and YouTube, the armed woman is pointing a pistol at the mom and yelling back the F up. The mom holding the camera can be heard saying, get the license plate and asking for cops to be called. And also, you know, they threaten her to be cancelled, blah, 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 because they know this video is going to go on Twitter. They know, as of right now, it's going to get 11 million views. This is all about public shaming, and it's all about attempting to inject race into an incident that, from everything that's on the video, and I've watched both of these full videos, has nothing whatsoever to do with racism. So you've got a bunch of people across the United States hopped up on hysteria, thinking that they're going to be hunted in the streets because people like LeBron James are telling them, initiating and escalating these violent confrontations. You've seen literal people firing shots into vehicles at BLM protests of people who are just trying to get away. They want to escalate it, and they'll take every opportunity to do so. But, of course, the narrative is, oh, look, another Karen white woman who immediately resorts to threats and violence, when it, from everything I saw in the video, she was the one being targeted. Talking about people being targeted, headline out of Campus Reform. Student ousted from Christian school for TikTok hate speech criticizing Black Lives Matter. And it's another one of these situations where they find a slightly edgy video uploaded by a teenager to TikTok. They put it on Twitter and they say, Twitter, do your thing, which is a dog whistle for millions and millions of people to dox, abuse, and harass the target. So this young lady uploaded a TikTok video and she said, people when a black person kills another black person. No reaction. People when a black person kills a white person. No reaction. People when a white person kills a black person, and you can see a building on fire behind her. Obviously, the point being made, and it's completely true, is that when there's black on white violence, it gets ignored completely by the media, despite the fact that actual FBI crime stats show it's twice as more likely for a white person to be violently attacked by a black person than the other way around. But now, Christian University has confirmed that a student is no longer enrolled after disciplinary process resulting from social media posts, i.e. doxing and harassment by the mob, critical of the Black Lives Matter movement. Now former Hardin-Simmons University student Ashley Brock regularly posts political videos on TikTok. Her videos about the Black Lives Matter movement sparked outrage on Twitter. Again, feigned outrage by a mob who wanted to target and cancel her from the start. In another TikTok post, while wearing an HSU t-shirt, Brock said that all lives matter, only you can't say that, that is verboten, and asked why people freak out when a white person kills a black person, but do not elicit the same reaction when a black person kills a white person. So she's been booted out of her university, she's been publicly shamed, no doubt her address, her place of employment, her family's place of employment have been doxed, and that they're getting abuse and harassment as we speak. Now, on the flip side, and we're going to get into this more on the other side of the break, there was a left-winger who literally made, again, a TikTok video. This was a Harvard graduate threatening to stab Trump supporters to death or to stab anyone to death who said all lives matter. She lost her job, but then what happened is that conservatives, the same kind of conservatives who do nothing to defend the previous teenager who was cancelled and kicked out for making an anti-Black Lives Matter video, conservatives actually rushed to the support of this woman because she lost her job after saying that she was going to stab people who said all lives matter. We'll explain it in more detail on the other side. Summit.news. Now go away.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air
And we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We had Jaden McNeil, who was harassed by the hate mob last week. Some conservatives leapt to his defense, not nearly as many as they should have done. Now we have this student ousted from Christian school for TikTok hate speech, criticizing Black Lives Matter. It wasn't hate speech, it was making a perfectly cogent and real point based on real observations of how the media, how the Black Lives Matter movement reacts when black people kill black people. Of course, we've had a 525% increase in crime in the Seattle chop zone before it was dismantled by police the other day, including the homicides of two black people. Again, Black Lives Matter didn't seem too keen on talking about that. Now we've got this teenager who uploaded a video saying that when a white person is killed by a black person, there's no reaction.
When a black person is killed by another black person, there's no real outrage. But when a white person kills a black person, half the country is burnt to the ground for a period of a month. She's been cancelled, she's been targeted by the hate mob. Then on the flip side, headline out of Information Liberation, Harvard grad loses job over viral video threatening to stab anyone saying all lives matter. Recent Harvard graduate Clara Genova went viral on social media earlier this week after releasing a TikTok where she said she would stab anyone who told her all lives matter. She said, the next person who has the sheer nerve, the sheer entitled caucasity to say all lives matter, I'ma stab you. I'ma stab you, and while you're struggling and bleeding out, I'ma show you my paper cut and say my cut matters too. So much for the tolerant left. Genova on Wednesday released a video crying about how she was allegedly fired from her job at the high-powered accounting firm thanks to Trump supporters. She said, the job that I'd worked really hard to get and meant a lot to me just called me and fired me because of everything. Crying, she said, my job that I really worked hard for. Yeah, real big shock that a major financial institution doesn't want anything to do with somebody who gets on social media in front of essentially hundreds of thousands of people and says they want to stab Trump supporters to death. Isn't that shocking that a supposedly reputable financial corporation wouldn't want to be associated with that? So she's been fired. The thing about it is there's a bunch of conservatives leaping to her defense saying, oh, we don't support cancel culture. These same kind of conservatives are AWOL when people like Jaden McNeil are being targeted by the hate mob. They're AWOL when people like this teenager on TikTok who made the anti-Black Lives Matter video are targeted by the hate mob. And yet they'll leap to the defense of somebody who literally wants to stab them to death. Ian Miles Chong tweeted about this in response to Bethany S. Mandel, who, as far as I know, is married to somebody who works for the Washington Examiner, which is a neocon publication. The original tweet from Mandel said, this is shameful. I'm sick of companies throwing employees. Remember, this is a conservative responding to someone fired for saying they'd stab Trump supporters to death. She said, this is shameful. I'm sick of companies throwing employees under the bus and to the wolves. Dulap needs to hear that over and over. The pattern of firings, people over dumb tweets, etc., needs to end. So she's a conservative defending the woman who wants to stab Trump supporters to death and says that's part of cancel culture. Well, no, she literally committed a crime. Ian Miles Chong responded, Clara Genova would call to have your job in a heartbeat just for being a conservative. Funny how I only ever see conservatives standing up for leftists who want them dead, but never for other conservatives who get fired for their political opinions. Then he came out with another one. In fact, she's got a fundraiser. This woman who threatened on a video to stab Trump supporters to death, to stab people who said all lives matter to death. She's now got a fundraiser, which on last check was more than halfway towards its $10,000 goal, entitled The Claire Genova is Incredible Fund Part 2. Now, apparently, a lot of conservatives, because they oppose cancel culture, are donating to this fundraiser. Now it's over $6,000. So again, they'll go AWOL, they'll throw people like Jaden McNeil under a bus, but then they'll literally contribute to GoFundMes for irate, unhinged leftists who want to stab them to death. And you wonder why we're losing in the culture war. I wonder. Going to go to this video now, though. Headline, Florida sheriff threatens to deputize gun owners against BLM protesters. He's seen the carnage, he's seen the chaos across the country, and he's vowed that his deputies and his area, the people who he vowed to protect and serve, will not be overrun by the BLM mob. And if necessary, he's going to deputize gun owners to back them up. Here is the clip. Let's roll it.
Hey folks, me and the men and women of the Clay County Sheriff's Office, but just want to weigh in on what we're seeing going on, played out across the media or mainstream media in this country. Look folks, don't fall victim to subjecting yourselves to this conversation that law enforcement is bad, that law enforcement is the enemy of the citizens that we're sworn to protect and serve. We swore an oath. And in that oath, we swore to support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the government. And that we're duly qualified under the state's constitution to hold office. That is, for me as a sheriff, and for these men and women as deputy sheriffs, and we end that with, so help me God. But God is absent from the media's message or Black Lives Matter or any other group out there that's making themselves a spectacle, disrupting what we know to be our quality of life in this country. In Clay County, we have a great quality of life. We have a great relationship with our community. But across this country, not so much. I just wanted to take a stand with these men and with these women who feel the same way that I do. Lawlessness, that's unacceptable in this country. Lawlessness, that's unacceptable in Clay County. And if you threaten to come to Clay County and think that for 1 second that we'll bend our backs for you, you're sadly mistaken. I know what happens when lawlessness prevails. And in this day and time, God is raising up men and women, just like the folks you see standing behind me, who will have strong backbones and will stand in the gap between lawlessness and the good citizenry that we're sworn to protect and serve. So you can threaten all you want. You can say, hey, let's go to Clay County, or let's go to some other peaceful county where their problems don't exist, or not so much like across this country, where relationships are great and not strained, and where the people support their sheriff and support the men and women who wear the uniform. And you'll have something waiting on you that you don't want. Yes, we'll protect your constitutional rights as long as you remain under the umbrella of peaceful protest or peaceful march. But the second that you step out from up under the protection of the Constitution, we'll be waiting on you. And we'll give you everything you want. All the publicity, all the pain, all the glamour and glory for all that 5 minutes will give you. Is it a threat? Absolutely not. But somebody has to step up in front of the camera and say, enough is enough. Tearing up Clay County, that's not going to be acceptable. And if we can't handle you, you know what I'll do? I'll exercise the power and authority as a sheriff, and I'll make special deputies of every lawful gun owner in this county. And I'll deputize them for this one purpose, to stand in the gap between lawlessness and civility. That's what we're sworn to do, and that's what we're going to do. You've been warned.
Don't get the impression that anyone on that police force is going to be kneeling to Black Lives Matter supporters any time soon. Meanwhile, Change.org defends White Lives Don't Matter professor. Yes, we had a professor in the UK who literally tweeted White Lives Don't Matter. She also tweeted about her urges to kneecap white men. What happened? Cambridge University not only defended her, they promoted her to a full professorship. And now Change.org has deleted the petition calling for her to retire or to be fired. They said they'd deleted the petition because they don't want individuals to be targeted for bullying and harassment. Oh, but what's this? I see a petition to fire Professor Mike Adams for his alleged racism. Now 60,000 signatures. I see a petition to fire Dominic Cummings, the Conservative UK government advisor. That has over 1,000 signatures. I see petitions everywhere firing for conservatives, but when it comes to a leftist who literally tweets racist hate speech, then it gets deleted.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back. Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live for the final segment and get into the latest on the new Epstein revelations. First, though, I want to direct your attention to the 4th of July super sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have double Patriot points and free shipping and a raft of great discounts on all your favorite products right now at InfoWarsStore.com, including Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the excellent multivitamin compound, which is now available within the super sale for 50% off. Time to stock up on that today. We also have discounts on Ultra 12, Turbo Force, and a bunch of other great products. We've also got the new Baby Lives Matter t-shirt, a bunch of other great apparel for you to spread the word. Get the products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support more than ever. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Massive 60% plus discounts on a bunch of your favorite products. Go there. Get the products today. Headline up on Summit News, Jonathan Turley. Maxwell arrested. Bad news for Prince Andrew. It looks like Randy Andy might be in trouble. Criminal defense lawyer Jonathan Turley expressed surprise that Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell left the relative safety of Paris to return to America, while noting that her arrest was bad news for Prince Andrew. Of course, Prince Andrew was pictured with Virginia Roberts, one of the main Epstein victims, back when she was 17 years old. at her London home, which was owned by Ghislaine Maxwell. Prince Andrew then gave a car crash interview with the BBC late last year, suggesting that the picture was fake and that somebody had photoshopped in his arm as he held it around the waist of the victim, Virginia Roberts. Of course, he was a close friend of Jeffrey Epstein for many years, went to his private island, stayed for days on end in all his mansions. Of course, he's refused to speak to authorities so far about the case. They're now asking him again to speak to them today, given the arrest of Maxwell happened. Of course, the question remaining is, why did she leave the relative safety of Paris? Because Paris has an extradition law where people born in Paris, which is where Maxwell was born, are protected from extradition to the United States. She's been moving around addresses from month to month, mainly in France. Why did she arrive in New Hampshire? Why did she travel to the US, allowing herself to be arrested? Has she cut a deal? Is she going to start to name other individuals involved in this global sex trafficking pedophile network? And how long is she going to survive without being suicided? Now, of course, we had the big Netflix documentary a couple of months ago, Epstein documentary, four-part documentary. It left out the biggest smoking gun of the entire Epstein debacle, which is the fact, the question, who was he blackmailing? We know he had all these cameras in all his mansions. We know that the primary purpose of befriending these powerful people was to get them involved in his pedophile sex trafficking network and then to blackmail them because he had the tapes. His homes, his mansions were blanketed with surveillance cameras. Who was he blackmailing for? Well, that was a question that was not delved into whatsoever during the Netflix documentary. There's a book, Epstein Dead Men Tell No Tales, which asks the real question, which is, who was Epstein working for? Now, Robert Maxwell, the father of Ghislaine Maxwell, he, of course, was a media proprietor in the United Kingdom. He mysteriously died by falling off a boat back in 1991. A ton of evidence suggested that Robert Maxwell, the father of Ghislaine Maxwell, was a double or triple agent, and that one of those roles was him working for the Israeli Mossad, and that Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were also hired to work for Mossad. I'm going to read a passage out of this book, Epstein Dead Men Tell No Tales, which gets into it, because the Netflix documentary didn't even mention it. Wonder why that is. There's, although it's been reported that he first encountered Ghislaine after his father's death in New York, one insider, a former high-ranking official for the organization that is said to have killed Maxwell, that's her father, has insisted their connection came far earlier. Now, this is Ari Ben-Menashe, a former Israeli spy and alleged handler of Robert Maxwell. This is what he said of Jeffrey Epstein. Maxwell introduced him to us, and he wanted to accept him as part of our group. Ben-Menashe claimed that Epstein and Ghislaine were already dating in the late 80s, and that Maxwell Sr. grew fond of the young upstart. Epstein was hanging around with Robert Maxwell, and the daughter was hanging around there too, and that's how they met. He told our team, James Robertson, in an interview from Montreal, just two young souls they met. He went on to say Maxwell sort of started liking him, and my theory is that Maxwell felt that this guy is going for his daughter. And Menashe said he felt that he could bless him with some work and help him out in a paternal way. According to the former spy, the ultimate order to embrace Epstein and involve him in the ongoing arms deals came from the bosses at Israeli intelligence headquarters. Didn't talk about this in the Netflix documentary, even though it's from an ex-Mossad spy directly. He said they were agents of the Israeli intelligence services. Later on, Ghislaine got involved with Israeli intelligence together with him, but not in the arms deals with Iran. Ben-Menashe also told Zev Shalev, former CBS News executive producer and investigative journalist for the website Narrative, these guys were seen as agents. They weren't really competent to do very much, and so they found a niche for themselves, blackmailing American and other political figures. In closing, Ben-Menashe told Robertson, Mr. Epstein was the simple idiot who was going around providing girls to all kinds of politicians in the United States. But effing around is not a crime. It could be embarrassing, but it's not a crime. But effing a 14-year-old girl is a crime. And he said he was procuring these 14-year-old girls, amongst others, for politicians on behalf of Mossad, who he was inducted into with Ghislaine Maxwell via Robert Maxwell, her father, in the late 80s, who was paying him to blackmail these politicians. Why did Epstein have such a overwhelming amount of money, despite there being little evidence as to where that cash came from? I wonder whether that connection comes out in the questioning of Ghislaine Maxwell before she shuttles off this mortal coil remains to be seen. Don't hold your breath. Meanwhile, in Seattle, left-wing chop zone responsible for 525% spike in Seattle crime. After characterizing the infamous chop area of downtown Seattle as a summer of love, there you see Hillary Clinton's suicide requests. Mayor Jenny Durkin was eventually forced to acknowledge that the failed communist experiment was responsible for a whopping 525% spike in crime. This is the loving communist utopia. Again, occupiers protesting against violence and brutality. 3 weeks later, violence and brutality spikes in that area by 525%. Now, of course, you have the Seattle police chief, Carmen Best, doing the media rounds for the past few weeks, saying that violent crime, robberies, rapes had increased 300%. It actually turns out it's almost double that. And what's embarrassing for the mayor, Durkin, was that she had to admit it in her own emergency order after, of course, first appearing on CNN with Chris Cuomo and characterizing the whole thing as a summer of love, even as people were literally being raped in the streets. So if you look at the emergency order that she used to send in the cops to finally dismantle this area, the order states there were 22 additional incidents in person-related crime in the area, to include two additional homicides, which of course are those two black teens. I believe one of them was a 16-year-old. Six additional robberies and 16 additional aggravated assaults, to include two additional non-fatal shootings. So across the entire period, if you compare June 2nd to June 30, 2019 to 2020, if you compare those two areas in terms of crime stats, 525% jump in crime in the Seattle chop zone. I think it's fair to say that this grand experiment in loving communist utopia has failed. And of course, the police were only sent in, despite weeks of violence and chaos, after occupiers marched on Mayor Durkin's 5,000-square-foot, 7.6-million house. And only then, literally 2 days later, did she send in the police, just by coincidence. Meanwhile, Fox News reports feds arrest ringleader in attack on Andrew Jackson's statue by White House. To his credit, President Trump has followed up one of his tweets with actual action. Unlike social media censorship, of course, he passed an executive order to jail people for attacking monuments. Now federal law enforcement officials on Thursday arrested a man in Washington that they called the ringleader in the recent attempt to destroy the Andrew Jackson statue in Lafayette Square near the White House. So he's been arrested. Hopefully he's one of many, and hopefully they're going to roll them out and try and use them to disincentivize this to other people. Turns out he was actually a former Trump supporter. That's a very interesting connection. Going to wrap it up for the show. Coming up next, War Room with Owen Schroyer, Summit.News. Don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.